All right, today we're talking about one of my two favorite runs ever, and that is ISO Lee. We used to call it Bob. Back on backer. Two reasons why I love it. We've got two double teams and the tight end to the backside. Those guys usually aren't very good blockers anyway, so put them away as much as you can. All the tight end does is a backside cutoff block. But you've got two double teams that both can end up being at the point of attack. The backside guard and the backside tackle will scoop for the Sam linebacker. The playside guard and the center will double team for the middle linebacker. The offensive tackle wants to try to get a horizontal stretch. You cannot get stuffed in the hole, so he'll actually attack the outside number of that defensive end, make the defensive end think he's trying to get outside of him or hook him. That stretches the defensive end, leaves a lot of room there for a hammerhead fullback, there's not many of them anymore, to come through the hole, light up the weak side linebacker, and then the running back has a two-way go. If everybody overplays it over the top, a lot of times there's some seams on the backside because of the fact that there's two double teams. So two double teams and keep the tight end as far away as possible are why the ISO lead such a good run.
Great job, Ross, breaking down the ISO lead on the whiteboard. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen. Now that we're going to get the Giants versus the Eagles here. And the Eagles, first of all, when you're running this lead play versus this 3-4 front, you're going to need an initial double team here on Fletcher Cox. And that's where the Giants try to go. You're going to get the fullback leading up through here on Michael Kendricks. You're going to get a kick out here on Trent Cole. And once Casey scrapes over, once he sees action, this guard is supposed to come off the double team and pick up Casey Matthews. But you're going to get a great job, first of all, penetration from Michael Kendricks. His job, because he's taking it on with the wrong shoulder, is to spill this, meaning he can't allow anything to get here, force this ball to come through here where Casey should come free. And the reason Casey is going to come free is because Fletcher Cox does a nice job here on the double team. The offensive lineman comes off, and here's why this guy should have been in the Pro Bowl. He fights off a double team, keeps his shoulder square to the line, and he's able to meet the running back 1 yard past the line of scrimmage. I don't know if you can play the lead play much better than that there. That's a classic defense of how you stop the ISO lead.